Good evening, and welcome to the Cycles of Change radio program on November 21st, 2013. I'm your host, David Katzmeier, and you can catch this program every Thursday night at 8 p.m. New York time and 5 p.m. Pacific. Tonight, we're going to talk about the theory of biorhythms, an overview and history. Biorhythms show our physical, emotional, and intellectual energies move in rhythm. The theory of biorhythms holds we move in rhythmic undulations of change that begin at birth. Separate and coexisting cycles then influence our energies with a clockwork of change. We have a physical cycle of 23 days, an emotional cycle of 28 days, and an intellectual cycle of 33 days. In each cycle, half the time is high and half the time is low. The 23-day physical cycle is high for 11.5 days that bring us greater energy and strength. We increase our activity and produce greater output when the cycle is high. For 11.5 days, our physical energy lessens. This is when we should not take on new loads. Rather, this is a good time to maintain previous levels and allow our bodies to rebuild. The 28-day emotional cycle is high for 14 days to bring us more enthusiasm and spirit. During this time, we may be more idealistic and expressive. For 14 days thereafter, we are more prone to realism, reservation, and reflection. The 33-day intellectual cycle is high for 16.5 days when we learn more, think more, and more attentive and prone to new details. In the 16.5 days following, we are more inward as we digest what we have learned and contemplate the past. Crossover days occur in all three cycles. This is the day when the cycle switches from high to low or from low to high. It is this critical day that we cross a midpoint meridian and mishaps can take place. On this day in the physical cycle, we might be more accident prone and miss a step. When the emotional cycle reaches this day, we may be susceptible to angriness or being upset. A crossover day in the intellectual cycle has more subtle effects, but we can be subject to mistaken judgment. The day that the cycle crosses over is in either direction is critical because the momentum is neither up or down. At this point, we are susceptible to a crisis of sorts from transitional chaos. In psychoharmonics, highs and lows are motions which exert themselves in pendulum-like waves. A crossover presents a period of transition without trend-like motion. This leaves a brief period of vulnerability. Because of their mathematical precision, biorhythms can be calculated from one's day of birth to track their highs and lows and crossovers. This allows us to see where we are and forecast for any time. This will help us to understand the ebb and flow of energies and to work with them. The dance of life that is all around us is within us as well, which allows for an element of predictability. Now, history of biorhythms, early history from antiquity. Records as far back as the 4th century BC show that Androsthenes, the scribe for Alexander the Great who recorded descriptions of his marches, documented movements in the leaves of the tamarind tree. The leaves opened in the day and closed at night in a diurnal sleep pattern. French scientist and astronomer Jean-Jacques d'Autos de Meilhan performed tests in 1729 that showed that leaf patterns of the heliotrope plant continue to open by day and close by night even when kept in total darkness, proving the existence of an internal biological rhythm. In related studies are circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms, cycles lasting about a day, were known to exist in plants that were also observed in animals. Early in the 1900s, Carl von Frisch and Ingeborg Belling noticed that bees visited flowers at certain times of the day, even when placed in man-made feeding station where nectar and daylight were absent. This demonstrated the presence of endogenous biological rhythms originating within. August Forel also found accurate test results on the biological systems of bees in 1910, and his work added to the interest in circadian rhythms. Sutherland Simpson and J.J. Galbraith made significant observations in mammalian behavior in 1906 while altering the environmental light-dark cycle. Gustav Kramer and Klaus Hoffmann studied the internal clocks of migrating birds in the early 1950s, and Colin Pittendrig demonstrated that their internal clocks maintained fixed regardless of environment. Results in the study of many types of circadian rhythms are now pervasive. Moving into classical theory of biorhythms, the origins of the 23-day physical cycle and the 28-day emotional cycle. Two doctors simultaneously discovered the physical cycle and the emotional cycle between 1897 and 1902. They are Dr. Hermann Schwoboda and Dr. Wilhelm Fleiss, considered to be the fathers of biorhythm theory. Both men came to very similar conclusions about physical, emotional, and intellectual rhythms, as they did so independently without knowing the work of the other. Both men wrote many groundbreaking papers, booklets, and books on the subject. Dr. Hermann Schwoboda was a professor of psychology at the University of Vienna who researched periodic variations in fevers and who found rhythmic changes in mood and health. By collecting data on reaction to pain, fever outbreaks, asthma, heart attacks, tissue swelling, onsets of illness, and recurring dreams, he concluded that we have a 23-day physical cycle and a 28-day emotional cycle that could be used to predict mood and energy levels. In a paper he published in 1900, he stated, "Even if one could lead a life completely devoid of outside influence, life would nevertheless not be the same day after day. The best of health does not prevent man from feeling unwell at times or less cheerful than he is normally." Svoboda also tied the cycles to the birth date. He produced two successful and distinguished books on the subject. You can look these up, Dr. Hermann Svoboda. Svoboda is S-W-O-B-O-D-A. And I would suggest you might find his works quite interesting. Then there's Dr. Wilhelm Fleiss, who was a nose and throat specialist researching occurrent illness and death in his patients, who made groundbreaking discoveries and was elected president of the Germany Academy of Sciences in 1910. His conclusions also confirmed the existence of the 23-day and the 28-day cycles, and he introduced these works to his friend and colleague, Dr. Sigmund Freud. In his work, he found that men are more influenced by the 23-day physical, or he called masculine, cycle, and that women are more influenced by the 28-day emotional, which he called feminine cycle, but concluded that both genders carry both cycles, yin and yang, folks. He recorded births and deaths in family tree lines and found connections across generations led him to note how nature has given a clock that is pervasive throughout plants and animals. Fleiss published findings in his book, and his works may be of interest to you as well. Wilhelm Fleiss. Fleiss is spelled F-L-I-E-S-S. Dr. Fleiss also made note of a 98-day long-term rhythm that brings rhythmic changes to feminine inheritance and emotional sensitivity. He ultimately concluded that there is a connection between rhythms he found and evolution, the creation of organisms, and in life itself. Origins of the 33-day intellectual cycle. Alfred Teltscher was a Viennese engineer and mathematician of the University of Innsbruck who noted that his students had good days and bad days that followed a 33-day pattern, hence the 33-day cycle. In his many tests of the scholastic performance of high school students in the 1920s, he found periods in which students could readily grasp and absorb new subjects with mental agility and comparable periods in which the student capacity to think quickly and clearly was diminished. Teltscher, that's spelled Teltscher. Then there's Dr. Rexford Hersey and Dr. Michael John Bennett, who conducted similar research between 1928 and 1932 and came to a similar conclusion independent of any knowledge of Teltscher's work. Dr. Hersey was a psychologist working at the University of Pennsylvania with assistance from Dr. Bennett when they developed these supportive simultaneous findings. Pretty amazing. Now, Hersey, Dr. Rexford Hersey, is spelled H-E-R-S-E-Y. He was working with Dr. Michael John Bennett. And Bennett is spelled B-E-N-N-E-T-T. So, popularization of the theory came with George Thoman's book titled, Is This Your Day? He published this in 1964. Is This Your Day? How Biorhythms Help You Determine Your Life Cycles. Thoman was a Swiss-born American who discovered the earlier works of founding physicians. He introduced these theories to the United States with his book, which contained all of the material from which subsequent authors would base their books as they met popular demand in the 1970s. Biorhythm calculators also came onto the market for people to instantly calculate their biorhythms for any given day. George Thoman. Thoman is spelled T-H-O-M-M-E-N. So, there are additional cycles that are theorized. Subsequent research by various people has led to widely publicized theories for the existence of additional biorhythm cycles. This has led to universally held beliefs in a fourth, fifth, and sixth biorhythm, defined as a 38-day intuition cycle, a 53-day aesthetic cycle, and a 48-day self-awareness cycle. Additional theories on the subject identify another cycle, such as the 53-day spiritual cycle. Now, these durations, additional cycles in theory, 38-day, 43-day, 48-day, and 53-day. What marks them is that these are all 5 days greater than the one before. Let's look at biorhythms. Biorhythm starts out as a 23-day physical cycle. Add 5 days, and you have a 28-day emotional cycle. Add 5 days to that, you have a 33-day intellectual cycle. Add 5 days to that is the theorized 38-day cycle, followed by the theorized 43-day cycle, the 48-day cycle, and the 53-day cycle. Now, these additional cycles beyond the initial three of 38-day, 43-day, 48, and 53-day cycles, they're given different names by different people. But what's interesting is that the different people, independently again, have come up with these same durations to believe that they may be moving within us. Most notable is groundbreaking work from Mort Gale, who evidently published the earliest documentation on the subject of additional biorhythms with his precedent-setting book, Biorhythm Compatibility, by Mort Gale. Mort Gale is spelled G-A-L-E. And you can find out a little bit about him and his work at mortgale.com, mortgale.com. His book in 1978 defined a 38-day intuitive cycle and identified it as the fourth biorhythm, as he suggested an alternative plotting format and offered an interpretation of biorhythms based on Jungian concepts of human functions. Now, I had the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Gale on the telephone one time, and he is recently deceased, I'm sorry to say, but I believe that his work is brilliant. There's a note on my website regarding his work. It's a note to reader. This author supports the findings of Mr. Gale and a belief in the 38-day biorhythm. K. David Katzmeyer also theorized the existence of a fourth birelum in the late 1970s, believing it to be 38 days in length, a conclusion he reached independent of any knowledge of the work of Mort Gale. However, it is Mort Gale who came up with the idea first and who published it in his book, which paved the way for the rest of us. The independent discovery of Katzmeyer is mentioned only to support the theory. Again, independent discoveries are going on in biorhythms. Biorhythms are such a groundbreaking thing because a lot of us, I believe, intuitively realize there are internal rhythms moving within us. And here we got observations by people on people supporting this, reaching the same conclusions independently. These are very viable people. These are doctors, these are professors working in recognized world-class institutions. And here we are, many people are looking in the sky and seeing the same star, as it were, only really they're looking into our being and seeing the same rhythms. This is good corroboration, and I think if we use a little bit of our sensitivities, we will have further corroboration from our own awareness. The theory of biorhythms is groundbreaking because it allows us to realize the internal rhythms of so many things, not only in ourselves as individuals, but perhaps in our creations of society. Therefore, you'll find many times on this program, as we're talking about cycles in so many different subjects, including social trends, you will see that we often refer back and make reference to biorhythms. So we thought it was appropriate to give a little bit of a reading on the overview and the history of the theory of biorhythms itself, because we owe this discovery so much. Well, that's it on Biorhythms Overview and History. I'm your host, David Katzmeyer, signing out for tonight. And do join us again here on the Cycles of Change radio program. Thanks for listening.